All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, folks, the big game is almost here, and I am referencing to Super Bowl number 51, which will take place this Sunday night in Houston, Texas. And of course, it will pit the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. Now, I guarantee you, just like the previous 50 editions of this contest, the hype is there. And in this one, you have two of the best teams this season in the National Football League ready to get it on. But you just have to wonder, will the upstart Falcons be able to win their first championship, or will it be the Patriots taking home the Lombardi Trophy for a fifth time? Now, Atlanta will enter this contest as a designated home team, and on top of that, they will be a three-point underdog to the Pats. Now, Atlanta has had their way at home during the playoffs as they ran roughshod over both the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers. Atlanta is looking to become the first team since the 2009 New Orleans Saints to beat three Super Bowl winning quarterbacks en route to winning the championship. But the keys for Atlanta in this game, first and foremost, they love to score early and get after their opponents. I look for quarterback Matt Ryan to try to go out there and be dialed in and do his thing and try to really dictate this offense for the Falcons like he has done all season long. For him to do that, I look for him to try to get wide receiver Julio Jones involved early and often, which will open things up for Atlanta's running game with Tevin Coleman and Devonta Freeman. Now, New England defensively will look to try to counter that. First and foremost, you know that Malcolm Butler, their best corner, is going to be on Julio Jones. Now, there is definitely a size advantage in favor of Atlanta right there, and I look for the Falcons to try to go after that. But knowing Patriots head coach Bill Belichick and knowing defensive coordinator Matt Patricia, what they are going to try to do, they're going to try to give Ryan a lot of different looks, and they're also going to try to give Julio Jones a lot of different looks in coverage. And I think it's going to be a situation, at least early, New England's going to try to say, well, you know what? Either Julio Jones is going to beat us, or we're going to try to stop Julio Jones and allow somebody else to beat us. I think it's going to be the latter. I think Julio Jones should expect a lot of double and triple coverage, which is going to put the onus on other players in Atlanta's offense, such as wide receiver Mohamed Sanu, to come up and make the big plays. But this Atlanta offensive line, they have to be weary as well, because in New England's front seven, they will like to change things around as well with their edge rushers and Chris Long and Rob Ninkovich. And I think it's going to be a very interesting chess match between Atlanta's offense and New England's defense. Now, when New England gets the ball, you know about Tom Brady, their quarterback. He is looking to become the first quarterback to win five Super Bowls. He is currently tied with Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw with four championships, but no quarterback has appeared in more Super Bowls as a starter than Tom Brady, as this will be his seventh contest. Now, of course, in New England's first playoff game this season, they struggled against the Houston Texans defensively, and I think it was a situation, number one, you had rust on the Patriots' part. They were coming off of a bye. And number two, the Texans had one of the better defenses in the National Football League this season, and they gave Tom Brady fits. Now, I think a key for Atlanta in this game, we've seen them get out after Russell Wilson in the divisional round. We've seen them get after Aaron Rodgers in the conference championship game. And of course, they're going to try to get after Tom Brady. But I'll tell you this, this is the best offense that Atlanta's defense has had to face in the postseason. And it's kind of pick your poison when you look at New England's offense. Do you try to double wide receiver Julian Edelman? If you do that, now you have to worry about wide receiver Chris Hogan. If you put too much emphasis on them, Martellus Bennett can beat you at tight end. And then you still have to worry about Deion Lewis and LeGarrette Blount coming out of the backfield. I think Belichick and offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels do a good job of putting the best athletes on the field and putting them on the field at the same time, as it is a simple pick your poison. I think Breedy is going to try to go out there and get locked in to try to neutralize that Atlanta pass rush. And I think what New England might try to do early in this contest, change up the snap count, because you look at those aggressive pass rushers that Atlanta possesses in Vic Beasley and, of course, the veteran Dwight Freeney. They like to get the quick get off on the line of scrimmage and come after quarterbacks. And I expect a veteran like Breedy, number one, to change his snap count, mix it up a little bit, go to a little more hard count to try to draw some offsides and even potentially get some free plays to make to take some big time play action passes down the field. We saw the trick plays from the Patriots in that AFC Championship game when they knocked off the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think you're going to see a little bit more. And I'll tell you like this, Atlanta can run the football, but so can New England, and they can mix it up with their thunder and lightning package of Deion Lewis and LeGarrette Blount. I think this is going to be a tremendous game. I don't think field position really matters as much in this one as it might have other contests, because I think from wherever they are in the field, both of these offenses can score. It's just going to be interesting for me which defense is going to step up and make enough key plays in this game. I give that advantage to New England. I also give the slight coaching edge to New England, because it's tough to go against Bill Belichick and all of that experience. I think Atlanta is game. Atlanta will be there to play, and Atlanta will be there to win. But the New England Patriots are simply the better team, and right now they are the better organization. Thus, I'm going to take the Pats to win their fifth Vince Lombardi Trophy this Sunday night by the score of 34-24. So, folks, that is my pick for Super Bowl number 51. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the action from the Super Bowl. So that's going to do it, folks. My name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy the big game.